1988.
The House throws down an amendment to slash bucks to Acorn. Obama pushes health care. Will you listen? The U.S. scraps plans for missile defense. Is this do or die? The polls and the checks don't like it. And finally, we start off on a gruesome note, unfortunately. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I promise we will definitely lighten the load a little bit later in the show with a movie review and, of course, nail the score in our third hour. We'll unveil the game of the week in the NFL, and you can participate. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like circling numbers for the lottery. You tell us which team you think is going to win and what you think the final score will be when it's all said and done. We didn't have a winner last week in our game of the week, which was Chicago and the Packers. Maybe this week will be a little bit different because our prize pack is absolutely incredible. A free cell phone, movie tickets, movie popcorn, also a slew of gift cards to various restaurants across the U.S., so you will love it if you nail the score. Sad story, as I said, on a gruesome note, hate to go in that direction, but I just can't believe the details that are coming out of this Yale campus. The Yale murder suspect, Raymond Clark III, described as a really nice guy, loved his dog. Lots of people liked him. So what gives? Here's the latest what they said on campus.
An arrest warrant was signed by the Honorable Judge Fisher, charging Clark for the murder and the death of Annie Lay. Bond has been set at $3 million. A few minutes ago, Raymond J. Clark III, 24 years of age, of Middleton, Connecticut, was arrested at a motel in Conwell, Connecticut. Annie Lay was reported missing on September 8th, and a missing person investigation was started by Yale PD with the assistance of the FBI, Connecticut State Police, and New Haven PD. On Saturday the 12th, Connecticut State Police secured the building at 10 Amistad Street in order to conduct a thorough forensic review of that building. The afternoon of the 12th, New Haven PD assumed the lead in a criminal investigation in this case. Close to 300 items have been seized in this investigation, and detectives have worked around the clock on this case. Based upon numerous interviews, forensic evidence, and information learned from viewing video surveillance, detectives had secured the arrest warrant for Clark.
All right, and just so you know, to rehash this, Annie Lee, who wasn't even 25 years old, was set to get married, was found strangled and stuffed in the wall of that Yale lab. This guy was a lab technician. So now all these people are coming out and saying, geez, what a terrific guy. Neighbors are saying, oh, he lived with his girlfriend in the apartment, had a dog, had a big heart, always tried to see the best in people, the things that are emerging. How often do you hear this? Neighbors, people who have had dealings with XYZ suspect, and they always tell you, cute guy, nice guy. You know, it's so sad and chilling to think of another one of these, I don't know, homicidal maniacs, a guy that just snapped in half and who knows what he's capable of. Again, he's just been arrested, so allegedly, you know, he's the guy who did this crime. But from what I understand in a conversation with somebody on that campus, they pretty much have nailed him with that DNA evidence. And, of course, as you heard, he was picked up in that motel, and he's being held on $3 million bond. And even a stranger twist to this is that apparently he texted the woman, Annie Lee, and was supposed to, you know, wanted to clear some ups of things up about procedures in the lab and asked to meet her. So, of course, she goes to the lab, which she normally would do, never comes out, and finally police figure out she never left the building. The rest was history, sadly, when they found her in the wall and the clothes and whatnot. And this Clark was supposedly going to marry his girlfriend, Jennifer Romadak, who was also a lab tech in the Yale Animal Resource Center. That's where they all were, and they were supposed to get married next December. It was all over the Internet. They had an Internet wedding page apparently up, but that was supposedly taken down. So you just can imagine the various sides to this. And the Yale president, like everybody else, is completely shocked, but I guess relieved that there is an arrest in this. And, of course, everybody's saying, You know, we have to resist the temptation to rush to judgment. So, you see, this is a talk show. We don't have to resist that urge. Like I said, I did some checking, made a couple of quick calls, and, of course, I'm sure you've all read some of the stories about it, and we have talked about it a little bit on a previous show here on America Tonight, obviously. But the DNA, I mean, is just nailing it shut, nailing this case shut. And we know when you look at DNA just how incredibly accurate that is. And apparently there are other things that the police, and they're being smart about it. They're not releasing what they have evidence-wise, only to say that there is an overwhelming amount of evidence that is starting to mount against this guy. So a lot of people who knew him in school when he was in high school, knew him from where he lived, are saying that they're blown away by this. He lived 30 miles northeast of New Haven in a sleepy little town called Middletown. I'm sure some of the people listening to me know that area, a lot of you listening in Connecticut. And he lived in an apartment with his girlfriend and the dog, as I mentioned before. So they're taking everything they can as evidence, including, I guess, his ride was a Ford Mustang, and they seized that as evidence as well. So we'll see ultimately what turns up here in this case. But can you imagine the fiancé? In one sense, you have this sad feeling of being relieved, but at the same time you realize at such a young age, at just 24 years old, this woman's life is gone in an instant. Days before she was supposed to get married, was a smart student, had a bright future in front of her, and leaves all those people just completely mortified and stunned at her loss. All right, speaking of being stunned, and we will talk about this a little bit later on America Tonight, the word is Nancy Pelosi actually choked up. I mean, choked up where there were tears in her eyes. And apparently, she was choking up on the floor today. I mean, you could see the tears welling up, and she was fighting them back. And she was talking about the climate and climate of politics and what's happening. And she's saying that she's frightened in the climate that we live in right now, and she's worried about the possible violence because she can remember what happened in the late 70s in San Francisco, and so that she's concerned about some of the enthusiasm going in the wrong direction. I bring this up because there's no crying in politics, right, Nancy? And here's the thing. I mean, this is a rough and tumble game. These are tough times for all of us in America. And part of the reason is because of some of the stuff that's going on with Pelosi and her cronies. Let's face it, we talk about it on the Hill. What's happening is they're starting to find that their constituents are striking back. And they don't like it because they're not used to this. The Democrats supposedly hold all the cards, but many of them are finding that there's a lot of unhappiness in this land, and it's not just right-wingers. You know, the label's always out there, it's the right wing, it's the extremists, but that's not true. So we'll have more on that story, obviously, as we chug along here on ATN. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Joe Sugg. He's the founder of a company called Findom. It's all about investing, baby. What do you do when you have a great idea, but you need to package it up correctly, and you need to get the big bucks? We'll talk about it next on ATN.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need need the magic yellow flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the magic yellow flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The magic yellow flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That's magicyellowflyer.com. Put the magic yellow flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between here on America Tonight. How often on this show do we talk about what's happening with entrepreneurs and what is it like to have an incredible idea, maybe in a traditional field or maybe something a little outside of the box, and you just know this is more than a $1 million idea. And you have a little bit of money, but you definitely don't have the big bucks it would take to really put you on the map. So what do you do? I've always been curious about that. You can't just run to the bank, present your idea, have a stodgy banker look across at you and say, I'm really not sure that we want to do this. You know, only in the movies do they rubber stamp all the ideas. So through a series of coincidences, I met this really cool guy who has a company called Findom. His name is Joe Sugg. He's the founder of Findom, and he joins us now on ATN. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Good evening, Kate. How are you?
See, doesn't that describe basically Findom? I mean, you have, it's, in some senses, it can be traditional, like somebody involved in oil and gas or one of those kind of fields, but it could be maybe non-traditional, right? And they could come to Findom, and you would help them package it up and put it on the so-called boards. Explain how the process works.
Well, Findom is really designed for three purposes. We're looking to help individuals find above average opportunities with below average risk as for basically the average investor. The second purpose is to help businesses that are quality businesses with quality management and the right types of ideas and a business idea that will actually make money and move forward, help those people locate the resources that they need to push that idea forward. And finally, we want to make an impact in charitable organizations and make an impact on helping those foundations level out, because there's a lot of challenges there as well. on the entrepreneur front, there's a lot of people that really are just dying on the vine right now because of cash flow. And so our big process is pretty simple. We want to identify who those people are, get in there, and help them understand there are lots of different avenues, whether it be private placements, whether it be a venture capital route, whether it be with a angel investor group, whether it be with a bank. The bottom line is that most people only know one or two avenues. And, you know, to basically go off of what T. Boone Pickens says in the energy realm, it's kind of an all-of-the-above approach in today's environment.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, when you say, like, the people who have money to invest. Joe, are there really a lot of people that just have money hanging around and they're looking to be hooked up with the right business partner, the right thing to invest in, I guess is the way to say it?
Well, I think there's two groups of people out there right now. The one group is a group that kind of has their money sitting on the sidelines and they're just scared to death. They don't know what to do with it. There's a second group that has literally billions of dollars, if not trillions of dollars, sitting on the sideline, and they are looking for the right opportunity to sail on. Now, you know, just because you have a good idea doesn't necessarily mean that it's the right idea for them. And so, and at the same time, just because you talk to somebody who has money and they don't like your idea or it's not for them doesn't mean that it's not going to work. You know, how many times have you heard the stories of businesses that went someplace and were told, no, this isn't going to work, and next thing you know, the next week, they get funded by somebody else. And so that's really what happens is over and over again, it's a matter of talking to enough people that you find the right person for your opportunity.
What do you think the big-time or angel investor guys, it could be women too, are looking for when they decide to open their wallet? What is it, and you specialize in this, what is it they're looking for?
Most of the people that I deal with in that realm are really looking for a couple of basic things. The first they're looking for is some sort of a collateral component to the business plan. So whether that be a real estate component or, you know, some sort of an asset that they can tie to and securitize their investment, or whether that be some sort of a, you know, some of them will take proprietary information that you might have, and you know, some sort of collateral they can tie to. And the second component is really they're looking for the management team. More times than not, they're not just investing into an idea. They are investing into a person or a group of people. And so, you know, it's really important that you position yourself properly for them so that they can know, okay, these guys can actually do what they say they can do.
Yeah, that absolutely makes sense to me. Now, you mentioned the charitable side of that. Explain that.
Well, you know, a lot of times with the charitable side, I see, you know, we're a faith-based organization as a group, and so, you know, what we focus mostly on is ministries, but really across the board in the nonprofit realm, most nonprofits are geared towards kind of a hand-to-mouth approach. You've got it, I need it, so I can give it to somebody else. And when you're in a donation component like that, where you're just waiting for people to give to you, then, you know, so many times you catch yourself in downtimes like this when the need is greatest for what you do, you don't have any resources because people can't donate to you. And so what we do is we help them implement endowment strategies and make sure that they create their, for lack of a better word, foundation. So that they are able to sustain and really affect the world that we live in these times.
Yeah. What I'm always curious about this, what drove you to create Findom? Was it because you knew all these different components that you just mentioned to us? You had friends that played in a certain space but needed help, and then you also knew people who were on the sidelines that had money, and you'd hear them talk about ideas, but they couldn't really get their hands around something they were interested in. What drove you to Findom, to start Findom?
Well, the total answer to that question would probably take me longer than we have here, but the reality is that it's been a series of events that has led me to a place where everybody realizes that there are opportunities out there that if they just knew what they were, you know, there's the position, if I just had the the access to that person or the access to that investment, then I would be able to make it just like the other person did. And, you know, what I have found is in a lot of instances, those are true statements. You know, there are opportunities and investment opportunities out there that only the ultra high net worth type of a client would have access to, because the minimum investments into those opportunities is, you know, anywhere from $1 million to, I've seen it up to $50 million. And so when I have dealt with clients as an advisor, the place that I got to was that I could sit there and continue to have a small grouping of clients, or I could create a series of entities that would help people have access to those opportunities, help people that were looking to raise capital that were in those types of structures that wanted to make a greater impact and were looking for ways to do that, the ability to do so, as well as be able to make some other impacts in the middle of it.
No, that makes complete sense. One last one. We only have a couple of minutes left. Give us a quick success story of somebody that you helped or something that made you feel good, like, wow, this is it. Score, I did it.
Well, I mean, I don't know that we have a whole lot of time to get into the total capacities, but I think the main times that we have helped people are, you know, really in just giving them aspects of more in the process of things that are available. You know, a recent success story was somebody who came in and didn't even know how they were going to pull things together in this time, and we were able to flip a couple of switches, show them where to go to get money, and, you know, they were able to talk to some investors pretty quickly. We have literally everybody from small companies to large public companies that are coming to us. So, you know, public companies are coming to us and providing us with side deals that we're able to then turn around and give access to the average investor with those opportunities. And at the same time, we're trying to do the things to get things moving. Right now, it's just a matter of getting the ball moving, and that's a challenging component in this economic status.
Boy, no kidding. All right, Joe, for more information, people can check out your website at findom.com, correct?
Correct. That's www.findom.com.
Joe, thanks for hanging with us here on ATM. We appreciate it.
Hey, Kate, I appreciate it.
All right, that was fun. Joe talking about, my wheels are turning. I'm thinking, think of the ideas. And like he said, it's not just about some scattershot idea. I mean, it's people who have developed things, and then they just don't have that extra, you know, that extra capital. They have some capital, but they don't have the extra capital they need, the kind of money that they're talking about to really put themselves on the map and explode, you know, their little company that they've developed rather. Fascinating stuff. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Couple of new releases at the movies this week. If you're head of the movies, we'll give you our cheap little review coming up here in a second. Also, in our next segment, news you can abuse, birthdays in this day in history. Here's a strange one for you. I always tell you that there are these certain days that are earmarked for different things or recognized for different things. Today is a National Play-Doh Day. It marks the invention in 1956. At the very last report, over 900 million pounds have been sold. I had Play-Doh when I was a kid. My nephew had Play-Doh. My brother didn't like it very much. I got him a whole bunch of Play-Doh. And, of course, you know how people leave it and it dries out or whatever. And he and I used to just make snakes. He liked making snakes, make little eyes for them and stuff. My brother came, and that was his thing to do with me. My brother came home one day and all the Play-Doh was out and there were snakes all over the floor. So he didn't like Aunt Kate just teaching his kid to make snakes and then all of them were left out. Did you do the Play-Doh thing, Matt?
Oh, yeah. I think every kid did. And then the new invention when I was, I was in elementary school, but I don't remember what year it was. It was, what was it called? GAC. I think it was the stuff called. It was made by, like, Nickelodeon. It was based on one of their game shows they had.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of like the new Play-Doh because it was a little slimier, and you could, like, throw it on the wall and stuff, and people would play with it. I think that was it was either Yak or Gak, but I'm pretty sure it was Gak.
Gak? I don't know Gak.
Yeah. It was an early 90s fad.
And then did you have Silly Putty?
Yep.
Yeah, Silly Putty's cool because you could take it, take the newspaper and push it against the newspaper or whatever, copy things.
Right.
Yeah, we used to do that too. Did you have Etch-a-Sketch?
Etch-a-Sketch, Light Bright, or Bright Light, Light Bright, right?
Mm-hmm.
Light Bright, and then like my sister had an Easy Bake Oven. You're just going all old school here with all the,
is it,
the
but
fun
isn't it
toys.
Funny that old school continued on for decades and still continues?
Right.
So whoever manufactured those products, Hasbro or Mattel, whatever, boy, they were sitting on a gold mine, because you still, it's to last that many decades, because a lot of toys and things come and go. But those are all the things that went across the generations.
Yeah, definitely. And if someone wants a rundown of sweet 80s toys, I am your guy. Teddy Ruxpin.
Sweet.
We had Elf. I mean, Garbage Pail Kids. I got it all.
I had Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah.
Did you have the cards? They had little trading cards.
Yeah.
Some people thought they were nasty, you know.
Ah, whatever. Grow up a little bit.
That's what I thought, too. I liked the Garbage Pail Kids. I thought they were very, very cool.
I thought they were funny.
I thought they were funny, too. All right, so as Matt says, he is the 80s kid. If you have any favorite toys, I'm curious. You can send us an email, americatonight.net. You know, Harry Rinker comes on with us, and he has a book in the Smithsonian about toys and toys that are collectible. And that's his passion. He's got a schoolhouse full of 50,000 different things, jigsaw puzzles, memorabilia. I'm always threatening, because it's outside of Philadelphia, when I go to visit my family to go and see what that schoolhouse is like. Can you imagine? And he says, especially with puzzles, he has so many. Let's jump to the movies, shall we? Okay, there's a movie out this week. Of course, Jennifer Aniston. She couldn't be more popular. I think it doesn't matter. She's usually in the same formula kind of movie. But it works for her, for Hollywood, and the box office, and so she gets the big payday. She's one of the highest paid actresses still in Hollywood. And this is a movie called Love Happens.
Eloise.
Oh.
I haven't been on a date in 3 years. See, I was married, and normally I'm quite dashing and debonair and whatever other D word there is that would really impress you, but it's painfully apparent that I'm a little rusty.
Why? Why wouldn't you just say so?
Desperate attempt to hold on to whatever shred of masculinity that I have left.
Okay. So then I'm your first since a divorce.
You are the first.
Well, that's good, because that explains a lot. I really, because that in there.
It's bad.
Really bad.
All right, but what she doesn't realize, I don't want to spoiler alert, what she doesn't realize is that his wife died. So he's a self-help author. He goes to Seattle. He teaches, of course, a sold-out seminar. He meets the one person who can help him turn his life around and really help him be himself, and that's Jennifer Aniston. So Jennifer Aniston, Aaron Eckhart, Martin Sheen, a few of the people that are in this. The good news is it's a chick flick. If you have to go, it's just an hour and 49 minutes, which means by the time you look at the previews, just a little bit over 2 hours. Like I said, this is a typical Jennifer Aniston movie, comedy, drama, romance. I do like Aaron Eckhart, though, so could be a good cable movie for me in the near future, one that I probably watch for free, but don't think that I would go and see it. But if you have to do the so-called chick flick thing, might not be a bad one to go and see. All right, this movie got a lot of play in the you know, Variety and the things that people read on Hollywood movies that are being made. And I think the reason why is because Matt Damon's in it, and the movie is called The Informant.
That was amazing. You guys should have seen it. Oh, Terry was so scared. And Mick and the lawyers, they were pissed.
Yeah, that's super, Mark.
And the best part is, they thought you guys gave me the once-over.
Who did you tell? What? Who else did you tell about the raid? Well,
I had to tell my secretary. Guys, I'm the head of the bioproducts division. She has to know where to get in touch with me. I told her months ago. So all I said was, Liz, I'm doing some work with the FBI. I might be out of touch for a while. That's it. She had no idea about our case. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned the name Kathy Doherty a time or two. She is a trusted ally. Man, I didn't want her to be scared.
Why did you do that, Mark?
I trust her. Guys, we can trust Kathy.
Who else? Don't jack us around, Mark.
Kirk Schmidt and Schmitty.
All right. The premise of this movie is that Matt Damon is a rising star, if you will, at a company that is an agri-industry leader, and he turns whistleblower. So when he's exposing his company's price-fixing conspiracy to the FBI, he thinks in his head that he's the big-time hero of the everyday man and that he's going to be handed a promotion. But before all of that stuff unfolds, the FBI needs evidence. He agrees, so he becomes the informant, Matt Damon. Supposedly he's pretty good in this. Scott Bakula is in this movie. Steven Soderbergh directed it. And some of the critical things that I've read about it are pretty positive, where they grade it A through, you know, D or F. It's getting mostly B's or A minuses and stuff. So the critics like it, and it has an interesting premise. We'll see if comedy-wise they're able to pull it out. I guess that's the key thing. All right, then there's this other movie that is getting a little bit of buzz as well, and it's called Jennifer's Body.
You're a jerk. Wow, nice insult, Hannah Montana. You got any more harsh digs? You know what? You are never a good friend. Even when we were little, you used to steal my toys and pour lemonade on my bed. And now I'm meeting your boyfriend. See? At least I'm consistent. So, why Chip? Is it just to tick me off? Or is it because you're just really insecure? I am not insecure, needy. God, that's a joke. How could I ever be insecure? I was the snowflake queen. Yeah. 2 years ago, when you were socially relevant. I am still socially relevant. And when you didn't need laxatives to stay skinny. I am going to eat your soul. Not you only murder boys. I go both ways.
All right. So here's what the deal is on this movie. A cheerleader has this great life. Then she gets possessed and she becomes the girl from hell. She starts killing boys in the small town where she lives. Megan Fox, who every young lad is in love with, is the star of this one. And Amy Sedaris is also in it. There's a couple other names that you would recognize. And this is getting pretty good buzz. It's a science fiction, fantasy, thriller, really teenage movie. It's under 2 hours. I love the rating. Brutal. R for sexuality, bloody violence, language, and brief drug use. Brief drug use, whatever that means. But people have been talking about the movie partly because of Megan, I think. But it's a teenage kind of movie, so teenagers will probably, if their parents will let them, go and see it. There's one of the movies on the list that I saw, and it's called The Burning Plain. And I saw this. Somebody gave me a sneak peek. And in this movie, it's very strange. If I tell you too much, it'll give it away. But there's a restaurant manager who everybody hits on. She has a strange past. Turns out she has a daughter. How she got the daughter and everything that happened to her in her younger years unfolds. John Corbett's in it. Charlize Theron's in it, too. She's excellent. And a slew of other people that you would recognize. Pretty decent indie movie. Stay with us here on ATN.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you, too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.
In the break, Matt and I off the air. See if you can hear the conversations off the air. And I don't think Matt's going to take any girls to any of the movies I mentioned. But he thinks that The Burning Plain could be interesting but very depressing. And that's a good way to describe it. A very depressing movie. Typical indie movie where you leave, if you went to the theater, you would leave and feel like you kind of got hit in the head. And at the end, there is a little bit of a silver lining, which there's not always in those movies, but there was in this one. But it is very heavy throughout, very heavy, and a depressing sort of message, I think, in it. All right, this is news you can abuse, not really depressing, just kind of strange stuff that happens across the United States and often elsewhere. First, we start in Fresno, California. Deputies in that area busted a guy they charged for trying to trade his dad's car for $50 worth of crack. The deputies arrested the 39-year-old man after his father reported his Lincoln had been stolen. When they arrived at the house, they saw the son walking up the street. They say they determined the car had been sold for drugs. They later located the missing Lincoln, busted the driver, too. They haven't released the names of anyone involved in that one. Well, that car had to be worth more than that. He was just desperate to get the crack. $50. The father wanted no parts of that, obviously. He wanted his Lincoln. He wanted his ride back. Levittown, New York. One Long Island teacher is giving a student much more than education. Jennifer Mazzotto Peretti, that's a mouthful, donated a kidney to a teenager who was in her class. This story is a great story. She says that Kevin O'Brien asked if she would be willing to be an organ donor. She never expected to be a match. She was. The operation was performed in a Manhattan hospital. The 19-year-old O'Brien says he now feels energized. O'Brien hopes to pay forward his teacher's good deed by working with researchers to clone human organs. Wow. You know, that's like that movie, that episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David, where I think it was a kidney that Richard Lewis needed a kidney, and Larry David offhandedly said, of course, and then it turned out he was a match. And in that scenario, he didn't want to have to give it up, and it became a whole big, funny scenario. In this one, this woman didn't think she would either. She was a match, and she willingly did it. Good for her. That is a very good deed, the gift of life. How about this from New Orleans? Naked pizza isn't what you think. What is naked pizza? It's pizza without any artificial additives. Wonder what that tastes like. The pizza restaurant in New Orleans was first called World's Healthiest Pizza. Its boxes explained in detail how the natural ingredients help to clean the digestive tract. Co-owner Randy Crotchett says that there was too many mistakes with that. People were confused. So he decided to rename the pizza, and they called it Naked Pizza. Suddenly, the company is booming. Uh-huh. They're looking to expand in 5 states in the Northeast. Naked Pizza. I like. See, that's the difference. That's the whole branding thing. They had a concept. People want to lose weight or eat healthier or whatever. So, geez, I can get healthy pizza. But the name, changing the name and calling it Naked Pizza was brilliant. Let's go to Everett, Washington. Officials in that area are considering a cover-up for coffee servers who are wearing skimpy bikinis. According to a local newspaper, they've been getting complaints about the bikini baristas coming out of their coffee stands. It seems the nearly bare coffee babes are trying to actually heat up sales. The city council is now considering an update to the lewd behavior ordinance to cover up drive up business. Oh, that's unfair for those people, huh? I mean, not that I could care less, somebody in a skimpy bikini serving coffee, but again, with the whole branding thing, obviously you see what they're trying to do, right? Let's go to New York again. Jimmy Groves calls himself just a regular guy. We mentioned this story, but in case you missed it, it's so, so good. He has $168 million. Uh-huh. He felt like he wanted a burger after he picked up his lottery jackpot, so he didn't head out to the 21 Club or any of the hot restaurants in New York. He just went to his local hamburger stand that he normally went to. So he's not being extravagant, they say, already. He's, in fact, set aside already money for his sons and grandsons' education, and he's saying he might even buy a house. So maybe he's not going to buy 1,000 gold chains and all those cars and crazy things that people do when they win an incredible amount of money that they have no concept of. And, who can blame somebody? You go a little bit crazy, and sometimes they go broke. You read those stories all the time, and you say, how could you win $168 million free and clear and go broke? I don't understand, but it happens a lot. Finally, in San Antonio, Gary Grimes noticed his white Honda motorcycle was very similar to the type used by the police there, so he decided to have decals made that said, be polite, and put them on his bike. He rides more than 50 miles a day commuting to the University of Texas at San Antonio where he works. He told a local TV station he's not trying to fool anybody with his polite bike. He says at first glance some people might confuse him with a police officer, but he adds he just tries to be nice to everyone. Yeah, right. He's hoping they'll get out of his way so that he can step on it and get to class when he's been out late the night before. Mm-hmm, that's what it's about. All right, time for this day in history as we wind it down here and start to send you into the weekend. In 1888, a U.S. patent was issued for the first fumigator hair dryer. That sounds awful, doesn't it? It was a device that could be connected to a stove or furnace and used to dry hair and kill head lice. Hey, come over here. I want to kill the lice and I want to dry your hair at the same time. 1927, the Columbia Broadcast System was created by 26-year-old William Paley. He began programming with 16 stations. He was president or chairman of the board of CBS for 55 years. The rest is history. It's incredible if you go back to the beginning of, I think, all the broadcast networks, but interesting the story of certainly of CBS, where he's started off kind of on, you know, as they say, on the wing and the prayer thing there. So, wow. How about this? Mickey Kubatoski was born in Nutley, New Jersey, 1933. Recognize the name, I bet you don't. He was one of the kids in the R Gang comedies. And, you know, did you ever see the R Gang comedies at all? Matt,
Heard of it.
Okay, R Gang, they had the little dog, and I thought they ran them forever on TV Land, so I'm surprised you didn't
R Gang?
Mm-hmm.
Not familiar with it.
I'm trying to think of, I know people in the audience are now, the ones that are still awake are saying, oh, how could the two of them not know? But I'm trying to think of some of the characters. There was Alfalfa, the hair sticking straight up.
That's a Little Rascals.
Oh, it's a Little Rascals. That's not R Gang?
No, Alfalfa was in Little Rascals.
Okay, so what's R Gang?
You're the one who brought it up. I have no idea.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm asking. I thought R Gang was like the nickname for Little Rascals. Oh, well, we don't know. If you know, send me an email. I'm sure I'll find out. We all have Google, but AmericaTonight.net. That's the way we roll. If it comes out of our mouth, it comes out of our mouth. Celebrating a birthday, Lance Armstrong, 38. Jada Pinkett Smith, 38. Have a good one.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself. Thank you. Don't mention it.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.